This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Good morning. Yeah, this is From the Fringes, a program about alternative
provocative views,
vox populi, vox deo, the voice of the people on this show. Okay, we've got Jenny here.
Good morning,
and
guys.
We've got Jeff here also.
Good morning, everybody. Bakwan to my kush raki.
Yes. Now, it's been such an awesome week. I've been running around and doing so many things. I was at the Rates Association on Saturday.
Yeah.
And that was interesting because I can see now that I'll need to be an anti-corruption officer when I stand for the elections next month.
Awesome.
And did you realise that 49% of the debt for council goes into transport? Yeah, they have 1.5 million spent on housing, but they need more affordable housing
for all
the street people, because the street people are actually bathing in CBD now.
Bathing in the fountains.
The fountain and this sort of thing. So
I think there was one girl up from New Plymouth there who's since left, but carry on, Jack.
Yeah.
That's been happening for a while now.
Now, Stop the Waste, $1.25 billion in debt, $63 million approximate interest, millions on speed bumps, in-lane bus stops, millions spent on consultants.
Yeah.
More money going out than coming in.
Yeah.
Rates, Hamilton City Council rates are forecast to almost double in the next 5 years, potential trebling in 10. Then add Waikato Regional Council rates, then there's water done well. Will you be able to afford your rates and rent? So debt, it affects us all, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah, so, and what is changing? Your city, Hamilton City Council, has produced the Access Hamilton Strategy, which covers their agenda to change Hamilton's transport network. Learn more at citywatchnewzealand.org. So that's all very interesting.
Mm.
Then training up community chaplains. I found that interesting on Saturday. I was at that meeting for about 6 hours.
Oh, wow, that's a long time.
And we need chaplains in schools, meeting people at their point of need as a Christian. Like, Jeff, do you pray for everybody you come in contact with or people who have a need spiritually?
I don't pray in public, Jack. I do not consider myself a hypocrite.
Yeah, but we all need to be evangelists. We all need to share our faith in Christ.
Yeah, that's great.
As
go ye forth preaching the gospel is what it says. Go ye forth naked. And what that means naked is don't take your own opinion, just preach that gospel.
Yeah, so we need to be the solution to all these problems worldwide. If there's going to be a third world war and the economy, the way the economy is and the way people are being turfed out of their homes and everything else, we need to be the solution, don't you reckon, Jeff?
Oh, definitely so, which means basically getting rid of these authoritarian rules and the presumptuousness coming out of all these countries.
Yeah. Okay, so coming back to talking about being a chaplain, we need to be the solution to the problems, and we are volunteers working for nothing, not because we are worthless, but because we are priceless.
Yeah.
So the volunteers are priceless. Whatever work you do for the community out there, some of us are paid, some of us are not paid.
Wasn't it Volunteer Week last week?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Bringing together voices from the community, youth advocacy. So I'm a great believer in getting involved in the community, communicating with people, understanding where they're coming from. And also in terms of understanding where people are coming from, Vinnie's are such a wonderful organisation. They helped me out yesterday because I had to shift from my particular residence in 82A Cambridge Road, and I'm now staying at a new place, Bishop Gaines Village. Wonderful, there's about 50 other people there, but you've got to be independent.
I'm so glad that that worked out for you.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
And
I think you should have become homeless to give you more of an effect on what it's like.
No, because I represent three organisations, Suicide Prevention, Families for Justice and Ministry to Mental Health.
Oh, there's lots of people living in their cars, Jack, that still go to work.
No.
You can do it.
I'll tell you why. Because the status quo don't like me. Yep. Agents who have homes, who promote selling houses and this sort of thing, they don't like me. Why is that? Because I'm for freedom, justice and equality and representing the people, you know what I mean? The voice of the people. And sometimes with the sovereignty issue, John Manoa talks about that we are sovereign cities. There's a contradiction when it comes to agents and making millions of dollars on homes. We need more homes and we need cheaper rents, don't we? Don't you reckon?
We
One
do.
One would only agree with that.
And renters united, renters should stand up for their rights. You need to stand up for your right to be in a place at a cheaper rent, whatever the case may be. But it seems to be a landlord's world. The landlord's are taking over.
Well, that's because they've borrowed the money and they need it to pay the interest.
And my friend mentioned the word lynch, the landlords. I said, no, we can't do that. These are our own opinions. But the landlords are answerable because John Key and his government, he wants to take from the poor and give to the rich.
Yeah.
And he's beating up on beneficiaries, and the country's in chaos at the moment.
John Key is long gone. Don't you mean Christopher Luxon?
Yeah. I wanted you to mention his name.
Somebody say it.
I've got some information here on John Key. Our wealth, your poverty. National, beware of fracking. John Key is a Nazi sympathizer, not speaking against human atrocities. This is something I collected all the information over the last 25 years, and that's why I mentioned John Key, Ruth Richardson.
Tell me, Jack, quick question on that, or two quick questions. How's John Key getting on with his fraud case?
Yeah, well, he had all these trusts and havens that protected him. Also, I remember him speaking to a group of children, and he said, life is like a swimming pool full of sharks, and you have to swim from this side to the end. You've got to get through life and deal with all the trauma and everything else. And I thought, what a horrible thing to say to kids, that they had to swim among sharks in life.
Wasn't it Helen Clark's government that had belly clavered policemen with guns jump on the school bus during the
Free FM YouTube channel.
But I like Labor, because they have got to be an answer. Although they are university trained, they are our own answer to bringing transformation to the political situation.
What about the vaccine, though?
Oh, yeah, that was even more terrible. I knew of a couple of guys who died of heart attacks. One poor guy went into the hospital. The vaccine was forced upon him, and then he died.
Yeah.
So I've had personal investment in the vaccines in terms of protecting people and that
but
sort of thing.
But back to John Key.
And you had tachycardia
yes,
at the time.
Yes, I did.
What did you think?
I was vax-injured.
Yeah?
I was technically vax-injured. I had mild myocarditis.
Yeah.
Which is one of the things you can get. And my doctor was told to lie to me and say that I could have the vaccine.
But going back to struggling families, who will eat tonight? And this is a wonderful article by Mike at Vinnie's. St. Vincent de Paul, Waikato manager Mike Rolton. It's turning a cost of living crisis into a mental health crisis. Yeah. So he's providing food. Demand for Marinesville Ezekiel Trust Food Bank budgeting normally shows in the January and February.
Wow.
Yeah, so Good on you, Mike. You've done wonderful work there, and you've helped me out because you helped me to shift yesterday.
Everyone loves Mike.
And supposed to be organising a new fridge and washing machine for me.
Oh, wow. So, that is so nice.
So they do wonderful, awesome work.
What's going to happen to your fridge?
Oh, it's too old. It was a bit rusted
over. Oh, yeah, okay. It's going to go for scrap.
And the other question I had on that John Key subject, Jack, was fracking. What is fracking?
Oh, it's sort of like drilling for oil and sending millions of volts down into the earth. Mm. But fracking also can be used to create earthquakes and shakings in the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently they have the capability
Is so misled. Fracking, Jack, is just a cover for dumping acid, getting rid of toxic waste.
Mm.
There's over 600,000 fracking wells now in North America alone where they've contaminated the groundwater within a 10 square kilometre radius of every hole.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But at the time of the earthquakes, this is what a lot of people are actually saying.
No, so anyway, and the earthquakes are two different things, Jack.
Luxon gets tougher on heinous acts of violence on first responders and police.
Yeah.
Okay, people are reacting to the tyranny that's happening within our system, the gap between the rich and the poor, and people reacting because of the triggers that are really affecting them.
Yeah.
People in crisis, there needs to be better preventative measures, crack down on violent crime. So with this anti-punching act,
yes,
okay, if you punch someone, okay, and they are really hurt, you could go away for 3 years to prison.
Wow, on an assault charge.
So it seems to me you're either a freedom fighter, or you're going to prison. In a modern world where people are attacking one another and people are reacting. And I've noticed that everyone's ill at ease.
Yeah.
Everyone you talk to seems to have issues and seems to react to other people.
Yeah.
So the issue is if you're not a sovereign standing up for your rights and you can't be objective and stay on top of the sharks, you're going to go down.
You are.
So we need to fight for justice.
We do.
We need freedom fighters out there who know who they really are and are going to stand against a system that of tyranny that has taken them down. And this is why we're going into another election, okay, in a month's time. And you need to be registered to vote.
Yes.
And we've got another election next year. So to me, I don't see any option. We need to get rid of those that are bringing in these tyrannical policies that are not using preventative measures for teaching people how to heal themselves, protect themselves.
It doesn't make society any better. It just kind of hides the underbelly, doesn't it?
Hides the underbelly.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff, your turn.
Good morning, everybody. This is a little section that we're doing in Jack's show now. I call it Food for Thought, and today's letter is B, things this planet needs to do. On top of the list, ban nuclear energy. It is mankind's greatest threat. For those of you who know how to use Google, put the letters BDS in and hit the enter. It stands for Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions, and it came about as a result of the illegal state of Israel's occupation. The next thing we need to take care of is the banking system. Interest rates came about as these money-hungry guys, money lenders, got greedier and greedier. Broadcasting. You keep broadcasting these lies, your boards are going to be disposed of. Baby London. That stands for Babylon. Bug-brained is a new word for the millennium. It means you've got a smaller brain than a bird brain.
These are our own opinions.
Now, I'm going into the Bible now. In the Bible, it's got a hidden code. And if you put into your YouTube search, names, Bible code, Adam to Jesus, this is what you'll find. The God-man is appointed. A mortal man of sorrow is born. The glory of God shall come down and teach that his own death shall bring the grieving comfort and rest. The fame of Babylon's fortress. But I will make Babylon fade away and sorrow extend like a plant beyond the place of division at the Tower of Babel. A friend also branches out, snorting and raged with fury. A glorious father, the father of a multitude, laughs as he outwits his enemy. A mighty prince sees God and joins himself to an assembly. The glorious people whom he rescued, strangers in a strange land, captives delivered by God. One who praises the Lord breaks open a way into an area surrounded by a wall of great height. O my people who belong to the prince, a prophet clothed with strength, who serves the Lord, is here. One well-loved, peaceful, and who sets the people free. My father is the Lord, the healer of him who the Lord judged and whom the Lord raised up. The Lord took hold of me. The Lord is strong. Mighty is the Lord. My strength is in the Lord. The Lord is perfect. I took hold of the strength of the Lord. It made me forget my misery. Truly I am the master builder whom the Lord healed, whom the Lord raised up, whom the Lord appointed, upheld and will uphold. I have asked God about the ransom of the Lord, the exiles who are in Babylon. My father is glorious. My God will raise up a helper. The just one will the Lord raise up. My God is my praise. God will help. My gift of Jacob increase in greatness. For God is with us, the Messiah and Savior of those called out of Babylon.
That's Babylon has fallen.
It's the code of all the names. What the names mean, if you string them all together from Adam to Jesus, that's what it says.
Yeah, and Babylon also means babbling on. So
Jack's slang has been noted.
Yeah.
Baby London, Little London, the banking sector, Jack, is Babylon, and that's what's about to fall.
Right. Now, the Bible says that apostles and prophets shall rule from heaven, and the judgment of Babylon shall be given to her. So in these days of apocalypse, we need to be bringing the light into the darkness. And that's why I'm with Janine's group called the King of All Kings. Let the Creator God and love for our neighbour as ourselves, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus
and
Christ is Lord.
And have you heard of Galileo Galilei, Jack?
What's that?
Well, he's a great man from years ago. If there was a Nobel Prize back then, he would have got it. Galileo Galilei stated that the Bible represents the future.
Yeah, it does if we're priests, headship believers and counterpart bride. Not if we're just at first base and acknowledging the earthly Jesus and the post-resurrectional Christ. And if Christ is not coming, arising in our hearts, how can we bring him back? So he can only come back for a bride that matches him and for people who know who they are in Christ and are promoting the coming of Christ.
Yeah, and my next week's show will be the letter C, and it'll be about cowards, the illegal state of Israel, climate change, conspiracy theories, criminal insanity, and those clouds of heaven, Jack.
Now, Trump is colonizing the world, and it's about a Freemasonry New World Order, according to John 1 Noah. Yeah. And Iran is attacking Israel, and we could be looking at a third world war there. I haven't watched TV the last two mornings, but apparently it has really stepped up the ante, and, you know, they're firing missiles at Israel.
But really need to keep up
the
with
fear
it,
is that Russia, China, and Korea could attack and unite, could attack Israel and America. So we could be on the edge of a third world war.
It's been planning it for 20 years, Jack.
So we need to win the war in our own minds. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Take the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the evil one.
Yeah.
So as a collective, the body of Christ needs to rise up and be involved in spiritual warfare and attack the principalities and powers that are causing these wars behind the scenes, because we're not fighting flesh and blood, are we?
No, we're not.
We are fighting a spiritual battle. So I attended that Saturday meeting, rates meeting, and I want to be an anti-corruption officer because I want to stand for democracy, transparency, accountability and integrity, stop council playing off one against the other, stop executive fat cat salaries, you know, all those fat cats are getting huge amounts of money.
Yep.
Stop preferred contractors, houses for everyone. Yeah, stop the high rates, overspending and debt. Stop the high development costs for homes. Stop high rentals and profiteering. Start with capital gains tax. Mm. Stop elitists cramping on the poor.
Yes.
How's that?
Yep.
That word cramping, have you heard that word before, Jeff?
Of course I have.
So cramping. The high rentals and landlords that are charging high amounts of money, you know, for you to stay there, and
yeah,
people are being kicked out of homes.
It's horrible.
It's a horrible feeling, you know. I had the fret on me that someone was going to put an eviction order on me. I had 90 days.
Yeah.
And thank goodness, you know, I thank the Catholics, they came to my rescue.
Yeah.
Because now I've got a place to stay in Bishop
James. You've got a child too.
Yeah,
like, how can they do that to a family?
That's right. And I went to see Peter this morning, and
yep,
I gave him $10, and he told me he preferred to stay at home today.
Yeah.
You know,
for school holidays.
And I said, well, I'll pick you up again tomorrow, and yeah, I'll be with Peter. So speaking of looking after children, this is not yours to carry. Matt, a wonderful Maori author, has written a book about dealing with family violence, teaching kids not to blame themselves for the violence of the family.
Mm.
So family court is not a safe place.
Safe place for women and children.
For women and children.
No, the UN's
and I picked up this article, Dad's Rights. Police talk to father's rights protesters Kerry Bevan and Jack Gillen outside the Rotorua Family Court yesterday.
Yep.
Increased violence, there's delays, no clean breaks, trashing marriage, defending immorality, violence, hypocrisy, family court presumes guilt, perjury, gender bias. It just goes on and on.
It goes on and on and on.
Fathers fight scapegoat treatment. So what's your solution to the violence in the family, Jenny?
You're going
through family.
Well, it's definitely not the family court.
Yeah.
That's what I can tell you.
Family mediation is the answer, working it out.
Yeah,
you know?
Work it out before
Mum, Dad and the kids.
Yep.
So Jenny, being a real mum,
yep,
what would you advocate? How do you keep the peace within the family?
How do I keep the peace within the family? You've just got to keep your cool.
Yep.
Yeah. You've got to keep your cool.
Yeah.
And you've got to co-parent.
And work with Dad.
You've got to co-parent.
Yeah. You have to co-parent,
but
don't you?
But it's all just business.
And you can say
really
to your child, a two-year-old that's throwing a tantrum, you can say to them specifically, and realising, of course, that they don't quite understand English yet, but you can say, I don't want to be angry.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Jeff.
Now, on Saturday, I also trained up at the OOA Open Air Campaigners at Whitiora Bible Church.
Yeah.
And they were talking about chaplains for life, chaplains life walk. That means chaplains in schools, and everywhere you go, you find needs and you minister to them. So I'm a great believer in Christians being chaplains. Are you a chaplain? Do you pray for people you meet and prophesy over them?
Yes, I do.
What about you, Jeff?
I don't prophesy, but I pray for them.
Yeah, I don't go around praying in public, Jack.
I don't pray in public either. So does that exclude me from being a chaplain?
No, you are a chaplain if you're a Christian. You can
okay
pray for people. You can minister. You can evangelize. You can intercede. Yeah, for Christ.
Well,
and you can worship the Lord.
Christian information on your Facebook.
That's you.
You're
I'm
going
a chaplain.
Paul Pre- yep.
The biggest need for Christians is to know God by the Spirit. Walk by the Spirit, do not fulfill the desires of the flesh. For some identify the Spirit with the soul. And I don't go along with that, because you are a spiritual being and you can prove you have a spirit right now. If you stop thinking,
yes,
and you still exist, and there's still an energy there.
Yeah.
You've just proven the reality of the spirit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, spirit, soul, and body are preserved blameless.
That sounds pretty complicated.
No, it's simple. You know, we worship by the spirit. We get quickenings, by hunches by the spirit, you know.
Yep.
The conscience is the spirit. And that's why the conscience affects even the sheriff, the common law equity counsellor. Use the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. thou shalt not steal. You have the right to defend yourself, but you don't have the right to go and to use people's money and this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Thou shalt
that is
not
common
bear
law.
False.
You know what I mean? It applies to us all.
So you broadcasting people, beware of that on all these CGI rockets that you keep showing.
Yeah. So we are volunteers working for nothing, not because we are worthless, but because we are priceless.
We are priceless. So
if you're a volunteer and you're not being paid out there, okay, you're working for free, you're to be highly commended.
You are.
You're doing a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And Luxon gets tougher on heinous acts of violence. People in crisis, there needs to be better preventative measures. Crack down on violent crime. Now for doing, there's anti-punch laws that are coming out because people are out there and they're punching one another and they're overreacting because life has become so very hard on them at the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the government's not dealing with preventative measures, making doctors cheaper, you know what I mean?
No.
You know,
sending
people accessing
counselors to gang members, for instance, telling them not to beat up their girlfriends.
No.
So we need solutions in our society, and I think the government with tyrannical policies is not there for the people, and that's why we need a people's a voice of the people government.
I think gangsters need T-shirts with, oh, I'm so tough, I can beat up a girl.
No. We need to change. Even gangsters need to become sovereign citizens.
Oh, and they need to burn their patch. What they need
community
to do,
guardians, and look after one another. You know, being there to protect society, not being the problem and making money out of pee and this sort of thing, and using standover tactics. We all need to work in together, Maori and non-Maori, honour the treaty, and uplift the status of all people. And Labour and the Greens and the Maori Maori Party need to get their act together.
Mm.
So,
Special mentions then to the Mossad on another note, and is the illegal state of Israel. The fire starts from the east. Guys, guess where New Zealand is? And that unquenchable fire is coming your way.
Yes, and in the book of Revelation, chapter 16, it talks about the sixth angel and the river Euphrates being dried up to make way for the kings of the east.
Yeah.
Who are the kings of the east? These are the king priests, the ones who know the Lord Jesus Christ and bring in the coming of Christ. Christ coming from within and Christ coming from without.
And here and we are, sitting in the east.
King of kings. That's the real answer. So if you don't need to know the Lord, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to connect with him. You need to become a priest. You need to become a headship believer and part of the counterpart bride of Christ.
And if you guys are sick of these cowards killing children, tune in next week.
Yeah,
but realize the battle, the Third World War is going on in our own minds. We need to fight for our children in our own country. We are at war. It's not just overseas.
Yeah, the whole planet's at war, Jack. That's correct. There's a war on the internet at the moment.
Yeah.
And all of these countries that are at war are being bombarded with the truth.
Yeah, freedom, justice and equality. This is what we need to stand for. And I'm joining my AI developer because I'm putting this game together, the Glory Light game, and I'm going to have a chat bot. It's going to instruct people about suicide prevention online. And I've got an article here from way back, take suicide out of the closet and talk about it. We need to talk about it. So my chatbot's going to be used, an international chatbot for suicide prevention, training up the ambassador functionaries, and a Glory Light game going into 12 categories.
Yep.
Okay, so this is From the Fringes for another week.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to our show, and do become a freedom fighter.
Volunteer.
Have a great week, guys.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless.
See you again next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.